You're a mystic and not a psychic. Now, what is the difference between a mystic and a psychic in about 60 seconds?
Okay, a psychic uses their heart center, and a mystic uses his head centers. I reflect off of universal fields, while the psychic works off of individual fields of consciousness. A lot of people out there that think they're psychic are actually mystically orientated. And then I work with unveiling mysteries, to take off the facades, all the personas, all the masks that blocks you from really understanding the spiritual knowledge and having access to it.
Ah, okay. We'll be back with Tat. Talk about mystical things. I won't say psychic things. Right after the news, it's 1 o'clock.
Tacoma's news source.
I was talking with Tat during the newscast about a phenomena which I have experienced, and I didn't know if it was a mystical phenomena or if it was a physical phenomena, but I was speaking with him about young people up in Seattle that are the street kids, which are kids that have really kind of fouled up their lives, and they're involved in prostitution and other terrible things and drugs, and they're far removed from the Boy Scouts that I've worked with, though they look very much the same. And when you look at some of these kids, and the priest that works with these young people up there, he and I have concurred on this, there's a physical thing almost that takes place when you're talking to a young man. You look him in the eyes, and I've called them tunnels of death, and I can see it, and he could see it too. And it's almost a physical thing, and it's from the eyes. They are like, I've heard that they are mirrors to the soul.
Right.
But, I mean, you can see
they put
death
shields
in their
on.
Eyes.
Yeah, they put the shield up, and it's usually trying to get even for something or not accepting authority, those kind of things. They'll put these shields up, and their eyes will look dull.
Yeah, they are.
In front of me, but I did get them yes.
Sorry, I had a newsroom on. That's because I'm not competent. If it was an airplane, we would have crashed. Yeah, you can. You can actually see that. And the amazing thing, I have a parent say, you know, do I have to worry about John? And I can look in John's eyes, and I can say, yes, you do have to worry about John. And
or
we're very concerned.
Yeah.
Or no, things are okay. And the minute that hope comes back and that kid has something he grabs hold
right,
of.
The eyes brighten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've seen it happen in a discussion. That's one of the most remarkable feelings that I've ever had in my life, is to be talking with a kid and seeing those eyes, and suddenly it's like
watching
they light
that,
up.
Right, yeah. I watch that with auras, too. The skin will look dull or look bright, depending on the individual's light, too, how much energy they have in them. Suppressed spirits are duller, and spirits that are free are brighter.
I'll be.
That don't have the hang-ups. So you can see that.
It's fascinating, just fascinating.
So you're already starting to see etheric power. That's the first aura off the physical.
But I think anybody could see that in the eyes. Oh. I've run into people that don't.
Well, anyone can see the aura if they pay attention.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it must scream out at us. It's 107. Hello.
Hello. Jerry?
Yes.
My name is Phyllis. I'd like to talk to your guest.
Go ahead,
okay,
Phyllis.
Okay, Phyllis.
I was wondering if you would read my aura, and also in connection with a change of residence very soon.
Okay. Are you in a two-bedroom house now?
You're right.
Okay. I feel like a move towards an apartment is what I'm feeling. And I feel like it's a transitional move before you go in. Or are you buying a bigger house or getting a bigger house? Thinking about it?
Out of state, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to do something. You're going to move out of this house. There'll be a temporary period in an apartment. And then there seems like a big three-bedroom place that comes open to you. Now, are you going with your sister or something like that?
No, it'd be with my husband.
I see. I'm getting that there's going to be a smooth, clear relationship around you as you move away from this particular area too, because some of the things that are affecting you here will be relieved.
Yeah.
And so there'll be a closer association with the husband, and I feel like there's going to be someone that's like a sister that comes around. I don't know whether it's your sister or not. And in your auric field, I see that you love creative things. And the blue that is in your aura, it's like a Persian color blue, intricate kind of patterns and work like that. You might have crocheting or things around on your tables or some kind of doilies or that kind of thing. I beg your pardon?
I make oil paintings.
Oh, I see. Because I get a lot of creative, integral work around your auric field. then I feel like that this is going to open up into more environmental levels as you make this change.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. 109 is the time, KTNT. And that opens the, for the first time, our toll-free line has one line open right now at 1-800-597. Well, I gave you the wrong number. I'm sorry, 1-800-562-8184. Hello.
Jerry?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, could I speak to your guest?
All right, this sounds like a real long-distance call. Go ahead.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Orton.
All right. What would you like to know?
I'd like to know, if I will make manager soon in the business that I'm in now.
Is it a service-oriented business?
In Aloe Vera.
Okay, let me take a look at this. Probabilities, are. Is there some kind of test that you need to take first?
No.
I feel like you're passing a test or something. Maybe it's a test that you're giving yourself. It comes around around the 10th to the 17th of that week in September. And so I feel like that'll be the point that will make it firm for you to make this management transition. But the information comes then, but the transition doesn't come till later. I'm not getting an exact date on it, on when your transition takes place to management. But I feel like you'll know for sure during that particular time between the 10th of September and the 17th of September. Those things just came to me.
That's the date that we find out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For October, you know, of each month. Manager or not.
Oh, I see. Those are the dates that you find out.
That's interesting that you get the dates.
Good.
And could you tell me how my health is going to be in the near future?
I feel you're strong. I feel that you. I feel good strength in your body, and I feel good, strong energies for you.
Oh, good.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. She's older than she sounds. She's a remarkable lady, that one. 111. Hello.
Hello. Can I speak to your guest?
Certainly.
Yes.
Hello?
Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, this is Louise, my name.
Okay.
I believe that a positive and negative takes together to make light. Otherwise, it wouldn't be light. And the same thing with this. I believe that two different ends of the stick, one end is positive and the other is negative. But people tend to break the stick in half. It's all one of the same stick.
Right. Well, another thing is, don't forget that there's the neutral universe, that straight, narrow, middle way that's between the positive and negative. When a positive and negative come together, they make a neutral energy or clarity.
Right.
And so when you have both sides of the story or both ends of the stick, so to speak, you get to see the whole thing.
Yeah, but most people tend to break the stick in half.
Yeah, they're all going black and white. It's either good or bad. See, and that's not the truth.
Oh. And can you read my aura?
Okay, as I'm looking at your aura, I feel like, do you wear a lot of black and white and green?
No, green I like.
Yeah, okay. I was seeing whether you were balancing in universal fields or in psychic fields. I feel that you're going through a poison balance in the aura, which comes in the green ray, and in the deeper sense is the balance of black and white and transcending the two, going to a more clear state. I feel like you've had some education in this area. I get strong energies. Rosicrucian energies come to my mind. You may have been affected by that.
I've heard about it when I a few years back, but
mm-hmm.
I've been connected with a unity and truth.
Oh, good. Well, this is bringing a balance of that Christ consciousness that you are working on to bring alive the Christ within. And so you're starting to see the spirit of it, which is the clarity to notice that there's the whole picture and not just half a picture, and you can't live in half a universe.
Yeah, Elizabeth Burrow, a girl named Elizabeth Burrow, her lady, used to be a minister in Tacoma here
mm-hmm.
on the same thing that you were talking, and she took a trip to India and got some education on it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe she's somewhere in Seattle there. I don't know if you've heard of her.
Yes, I know Elizabeth. I've interviewed her on a talk show I had in Hawaii.
Uh-huh. That's all I got to say.
Well, blessings. Have a nice day.
Same to
Thanks.
You.
Thanks for calling. Hello.
Blessings. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm wondering if Tad could tell me about my aura. Also tell me what the future's going to bring for me.
Okay. I feel that there is some hesitation in your emotional energies. There's a block there. You're a very sensitive individual, as I pick up from your aura. You pick up things a lot on your nervous system, and you're reacting out of them. I'm looking at your aura with a... I'm noticing that there's like an opalescence coming at the top, so that I feel like close to mother aspect of God, or the mother of creation consciousness. I feel also, as I'm looking at your aura, I see kind of rose pink and a rose color of orange, showing that you have deep emotional feelings and deep emotions towards actions in the world too. You are affected by love and affection, but it seems like your emotions have been starved in this area. You seem to be very giving, but you're not always getting back what you're as much as you're giving out, so there is a little depletion going on in your energies. In order to stabilize this, see yourself in the font or the flow of universal love, and feel this love flowing through your aura to clear some of those emotional levels. And just start loving yourself, respecting yourself, and don't take the suggestions of, it seems like a dominating male figure around you that wants to keep you down and keep you into a particular picture. Go for the best that's in you.
Can you tell me if my health will be good in the future?
Did you just go through some kind of health transition here this last summer?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm picking up. I feel a clearing in that area, and I feel that by the end of the year, I feel much more strained. But you'll continue to have this problem unless you change the mental and emotional gear, so to speak. You are sometimes being hard on yourself, critical on yourself mentally, and then you get emotional over it. And then you feel good about yourself, but then this other makes you not feel so good. Is that true?
True, very true.
Yeah. So positive minds, positive speech, positive feelings, and heal that body. Blessings.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. 1:17 is the time, and we have the mystic, and I have to say not the psychic, mystic, powers of Tat, and he's from Hawaii, in case you just turned on what we're doing, and you're here to give a lecture, right?
I'm going to be opening up a 9-month training up in Seattle at 7505 Aurora, and our number there is area code 206-784-2312, and we'll probably give that at the end of the program,
yeah, we will.
Too. And what we're doing is, a lot of people have spiritual powers and gifts and psychic abilities and that. This course takes them in a mastership training how to control those things, how to control those changes in their life, mm-hmm. how to be more stable physically, emotionally, mentally, psychically, creatively, individually, universally, and be have a direct connection with God.
Mm-hmm.
And so it unifies the individual, teaches them certain healing abilities, like sending the white light, and
yes.
we work with that. And that's what we're doing here at this particular time. We'll be here. I'm just going to be here till the end of this week, and the lecture is Friday night at 7 o'clock, and it's actually, the lecture is being held at 2336 15th Avenue South, and it's up on the top of one of the hills there in Seattle.
Yeah. Lots of hills. Seattle resembles San Francisco. We don't have a cable car, but we do have a train that doesn't run along the waterfront.
Yeah.
Looks like a cable car.
Yeah,
hello.
Seven Hills of Rome or something.
Yeah, right.
Seattle.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Elizabeth.
Okay, Elizabeth.
I can know if my aura is on the outside or in, and what reading you can give it regarding health and finances and travel.
Okay. First of all, there is an inner aura, which is accumulated consciousness of an individual over their lifetime. And then there's an outer aura, which changes with the thoughts and feelings and moods of an individual. Well, I'll look now and see into your auric field. As I'm looking into your auric field, I notice that you have a lot of in-type of consciousness, like you spend a lot of time within yourself. Your health, sometimes here you're one of those individuals that have emotional stresses that cause mental anxieties, and then it may be a pressure like in the chest area or into shoulders, tightness in the chest or shoulder area from that kind of consciousness. I'm noticing that the opportunity to travel comes to see relatives around the end of, probably around Thanksgiving, the end of November. And then I'm seeing a trip that may be given to you around Christmas time that you'll be taking just after the first of the year. Have you been thinking of going to Hawaii?
Pardon?
Have you been thinking of going to Hawaii or going south of here?
I've been there before, but I have been talking about it.
There's a, it's just about a 60% probability that that'll take place after the first of the year. It seems to come like a Christmas present or something.
Oh, yeah.
I think your husband's, are you married?
Pardon?
Are you married?
Married?
Yes. Do you have a very close male friend?
No, I was.
Okay, I'm getting a very close male friend. First, I was going to say husband, but then the energies corrected me very quickly and said it's a male friend. And I was wondering how close the husband was here. Well, anyway, it's a male friend that makes this opportunity available to you.
Oh, yeah. I just turned down. Could you tell me my colors?
Okay, I feel a lot of joy, which is the orange flame that's in you. I see a rose at the bottom part of your aura. There's a ruby in the center of the rose, so you must be mastering on your physical level. You're probably a slim lady, maybe about 140, 135 pounds, something like that. And I'm noticing that in your auric field there is a lot of green, and there is some turquoise flashes showing that you let a higher spirit guide you at times in the truth, and that comes to your heart. I notice that there is a blue, which is about the sky blue, showing a lot of inspiration in the top part of your aura. Then there's a dark blue where you look a lot in the past. Is this correct?
Right.
Yeah. And you're surrounded by the Christ light, the white light.
Yes.
Yeah. Blessings.
Thank you
nice
very
day.
Much. Yeah. I have to ask everybody to kind of speak up into their phone. For some reason, we have a bunch of people that are not talking into their instrument, or they have it upside down, one of the other. Hello. Yeah, now this caller is speaking over a speakerphone, and I cannot hear. But if you can hear, we'll go ahead.
Yes, I can hear.
All right.
Go ahead.
I don't know about this that I have with next year.
Okay, are you confined in a bed? I feel some confining energies around you. I feel like these are passing by. As I'm looking, I see ups and downs till the end of the year, and I feel a passing after the first of the year of some of the heavier energies around you. You're not confined to a bed now. Are you confined in some way?
But not to a bed.
Oh, I see. Because I get you confined, not mobile at this particular point, but I feel like you're getting better, and I feel like there's a lot of people praying for you, too.
Culminate within this year?
Ups and downs till after the end of this year. First part of the next year, last part of January, February, right in that area, is a clear recovery.
And what about my personal relationships?
In personal relationships? Some stressing periods there. I feel like you should love yourself, respect yourself more, not be so hard on yourself, and then people around you will love and respect you more, too. Blessings. Thank you for calling.
All right, 1:23 is the time at KTNT with the Dimmitt. Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, Gary?
Yes, yes.
Could I speak to your guest, please?
Yes, certainly.
Okay.
Turn your radio down.
I have it down now.
All right.
Okay. What would you like to ask?
I'd like to know.
This is Tad.
I'd like to know about my aura, and I'd like to know a little bit about my future.
Okay, as I look at your auric field, I'm noticing that you have kind of a rose in the orange field showing that you are a joyful being, kind of childlike in your nature, girlish in your nature, not immature, but childlike, innocent emotional energies. I feel that you have abilities to of creativeness. I don't know if this is singing or something like poetry. It could be put to music or it could be written. That rhythm is in a blue ray in the top part of your aura that it goes between a light blue, just a shade or two darker than sky blue, into a deep indigo. You also have insights and look a little deeper past the games that people are playing, so it makes you very sensitive. You don't always react out of this, which is good, but sometimes you do. I'm seeing a lot of beautiful colors of green. You love the environment. You have great sympathy. You have in the light green and the apple green that's in your aura. I feel great hope in your heart, and you're looking forward to a brighter future.
That's right. I'd like to know about my psychic self.
Yeah, that's the green field. See, you have a dark green, you have a medium color green, there's a light green, apple green, and then there's an emerald green moving across the auric field that I'm noticing. And so this gives you sensitivity and experiential knowledge, things that you've experienced physically, emotionally, mentally. You can also see how those are operating in other people, so you know those things. You can merge with situations to feel them at deep levels. That's the lighter green through sympathy. But sometimes you're taking the sympathy into your mind, thinking about it, and then reacting out of it emotionally. Is this true?
That's true.
Okay.
I want to be higher in my spirit.
Okay, now let me tell you the difference between sympathy and empathy. Sympathy would be like, here's this Indian, and he's going through the woods, and he sees his brother fell down the bear hole. So his brother's jumping up and down saying, oh, help me out, help me out. So what he does is he jumps down in the bear hole with his brother and he says, help me out, along with his brother.
Uh-huh.
That's sympathy.
Oh.
Now empathy is seeing a brother down in the bear hole and he goes over and he reaches down and he helps his brother out. He pulls him out.
Uh-huh.
But he stays in higher ground. And so you should stay in more empathetic levels in higher ground and don't fall down into the bear hole.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so right.
Blessings.
I give
a nice
call.
Day.
Yeah. That's a very, very good way of describing sympathy. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Jer.
Yeah, hi.
Can I talk to your guest?
Certainly.
Hello.
Hi, this is Susie. Can you read my aura?
Okay, Susie. I get a lot of yellow ray in your aura, which shows a lot of willpower, a lot of intellectual knowledge. Working with systems, you have good reason, logic, correlation, calculation abilities. I'm noticing that your inner mind is much brighter than what you're bringing out in your consciousness. So I get a lot of mental power off you. I get green in your aura. I get some maroon in the bottom part of your aura. You probably support causes which aren't popular with others but do deal with the truth. I'm noticing that there is some brown in your aura, so you have at the bottom part, so that sometimes you're stubborn if you're pushed, but if people cooperate with you, you're very steady and move along with that. You probably read a lot and want to travel.
Well, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely right.
Okay.
All righty, thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to keep Tat here after the news. We're going to break the news in a moment. Before we do that, I'm going to make one of those unique transitions. We're talking about inner peace, and I'm going to talk about physical peace for a second.
Okay.
That's about food.
Good.
I like food, yes. And we have a fantastic place here to eat. It's called North's Chuck Wagon. I'm very fond of North's Chuck Wagon. In fact, I'm so fond I go there at least once to twice a week. In fact, one of the people that receives phone messages for me, since I'm notorious for never returning phone calls, always calls North Chuck Wagons to ask if I'm there when they're out looking for me. It's better than calling bars, let's admit it. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And they check to see if I'm there because I go there because of this fantastic buffet where they have a tremendous salad bar and then a great big line of food. And you pay one fee when you walk in the door. This is for lunch or dinner, either one. And then you load up the plate yourself. And the one catchy slogan I've come up with for North Chuck Wagon is that there is no way anyone can leave hungry. What's kind of neat is you do some of the work yourself. You dish up the plate, therefore you take the things you want. And they have things like ham and roast beef and fried chicken. On Fridays, they take away the ham and they replace it with fish and shrimp. And they have Monday through Thursday night marinated chicken wings that are really good. And you can take whatever kind of a drink you want, anything from tea to iced tea to coffee to a number of various types of soda pop. If you're watching your weight, they even have diet pop. If you're watching your weight, you can watch the people go to this beautiful ice cream machine, pull the lever, have all the ice cream they want with the topping of their choice. Drives me right out of my mind. I do it because I'm masochistic. That's why I go there. No, control yourself, damn it. I do it. I eat things like cinnamon rolls, and I get in trouble for doing it, but they're very good. If you're not on a diet, you can really, really eat well. If you're on a diet, you're okay, too, because there's salads and all kinds of things, low in calories, and it's healthy, wholesome food. If you've never been there, you've missed out on an experience in eating. North Chuck Wagon, just down from the mall on 38th Street at 3111 South 38th. We'll be back with Tat right after the news. Stay with us. All right. Thank you, Don. Time right now is 1:33 at KTNT. We'll go right back to the phones. Our guest is Tat.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
What would you like to ask?
We're on the air. Go ahead and ask your question.
I would like to know about my aura and health, of course.
Your aura and your health?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me look. As I'm looking into your auric field, I notice that there are browns and tans at the bottom part of the aura. There is some orange there with red streaks through it. There is, above this, is some yellow fields. At the top part of the yellow field, there is a band goes all the way across. It starts at dark yellow to a medium to light yellow at the bottom band of that field with a lot of movement in the right-hand side. I'm noticing that there is a green field at the with a light blue off to your right-hand side, too. What I'm noticing, and I see white light coming in at the top part of your aura, I'm noticing you're getting pure life and consciousness that you like creative things outwardly, and I feel like you have a talent of bringing creative things outward in your consciousness and through talking and through writing. I'm noticing in the green there is some healing ability in your auric field, some psychic abilities, intuition, you know. You think a lot. You have good willpower in your higher psychological mental level, but when you get pushed down towards the earth, there are some confusions and some stresses that take place. In your emotional body, I feel that you are essentially a joyful being and like to enjoy your life and to have joy, and that love brings you a lot of joy, and to share love and to be loved. And that you are working with some kind of energies that are of the earth. The light tans and the browns show earthly consciousness, love of comfort and worldly things. And as far as your health goes, I feel like you've just passed through some stresses in the, I don't know, this is stomach or higher intestinal area, which you've just passed through, and this is clearing now. Have you had a little tightness around your throat?
No.
I feel like there's a tightness there, but I feel it's more like intellectual anxiety, like there's something you're trying to get done, but you're running against a little pressure on it. And it might be, do you have a teenage daughter?
Not a teenage.
She in her 20s then?
No, about 30.
Okay, there's something that stunted her emotional energy about in her teens or early 20s, and it's affecting you. So I see that line. The Hawaiians call that Aka line. It's a line of energy that goes off your aura to your daughter. And so there's concern there. And she doesn't live right around here, does she?
Yeah. She was hoping to be able to ask you something, too, while...
Mm-hmm. What would you like to ask?
Ask?
Yeah, ask me now.
Oh, okay, just a minute. I'll let her ask you.
All right.
have her speak directly into the phone, too.
Okay, thank you very much
for
talking to you. I was wondering what you foresaw about my family life.
Okay, I'm noticing that, did you get married in your teens or early 20s?
Yes.
Okay. Something that you had desired at that particular point stopped. And you haven't had a completion in it, so there's a block in the emotional body around the late teens, early 20s. And I think you had an idea that marriage was going to be one thing, and it turned out to be another thing, and a little dominating and restricting on you. Is this true?
Yes.
Yeah. So those things are still affecting you, and what you need to do is just let go of the past, see the best for yourself now. What was your question?
Well, I wanted to see. That was my first marriage. I got married at 18.
I see. Okay. Well, there's a feeling of failure in that energy there that you need to get rid of so that it doesn't affect other relationships.
Well, I'm married for the second time now.
I see.
Wondering what you saw in this marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to let go of the things of the past and don't qualify. Don't look for those in this marriage. See positive energies here. I feel like you're facing some of the same situations that you had in the first marriage, right?
Very true.
Yeah, and the reason for that is because you didn't solve them there, and you're going to keep facing them over and over again until you handle them. So just let go, and don't qualify this marriage by the last one. They aren't exactly the same. I feel there's more love for you here and more affection for you here, but there's not a meeting of the minds all the time.
Yes.
If you let him love you the way he loves you and not the way you want to be loved, then you're going to have more success there.
All right, thank you very much.
Blessings.
Thank you. Yeah, that was interesting because it was the daughter, I think, that you needed to talk to. And
yeah.
Maybe that's the concern the mother had, and you sort of just...
Right, I just picked it right up. Yeah.
Kind of homed in on the situation.
Yeah.
That was kind of bizarre. 139 at KTNT. Hello.
Mystical, not bizarre.
Bizarre, I know. That's not... I have a... A bad affliction with picking the wrong words at the right time.
Yeah.
You should have seen the president of the California Wine Growers Association when I suggested pouring wine and 7-Up together. He almost had a heart attack in the studio.
Diluting his product. Yeah.
He went, hello.
Yes.
How are you today? What would you like to ask?
Well, first of all, I would like to know how one determines whether they have psychic ability.
All right, turn your radio down in the background.
Okay, what I can tell you is this. Psychic ability comes from experiential knowledge and reflecting upon the soul's ability. When you take and are in a room, whatever you're paying attention to with your senses is what you'll remember. But things that you don't pay attention to in sense orientation but feel on the nervous system, those affect the psyche. And so you're not only getting all of what your sense gives you and your emotions and mental ways give you, but you're also getting the impressions of your environment. In psychic abilities, I see that you have intuitional awareness because sometimes you know who's calling you or where you're going to get the letter from. I notice those kind of things in you. You have ability of knowing. Did you ever do a thing like see yourself with a parking place and then have that parking place when you got there?
I have things like that happen to me all the time.
Yeah, so that's that positive knowing. That's psychic power. So you should develop in it. You should be get more aware of how that functions and work with it in your life. Because it's a gift of your higher consciousness, and it's a deep sensitivity. Psychic abilities come from deep sensitivities.
Can you tell me something about my aura?
In your aura, as I say, there was the green of psychic power and ability there, intuitional awareness, and some precognizance showing that you know things before they happen. You have a positive knowing. That shows in a bright emerald green. That's what psychic abilities appear in the aura, in the inner fields, as a beautiful emerald green. There is, in the future, teaching abilities, too, there, because there's a gold flex in the back part on the left-hand side, meaning in the subjective field of your consciousness. You have teaching abilities, like you want to share with others and you want to be of service to others. That's in the green ray. You have strong emotional awareness. Are you in your 20s?
No.
You're older than that? What I'm getting is I get a girl-like nature to your character here. that brings you can bring you youthful energies and brighter consciousness if you tune into it. But you're sometimes putting old on yourself and critical on yourself through your mental waves, and then you get emotionally depressed. So just lift your gaze, love yourself, respect yourself, and look to the higher light in you. Blessings. Have a nice day.
Hi.
Hello there.
Yes, I'd like to know about my aura and my health and what's in, to be in the future for us.
Okay. I notice that you have a lot of intellectual awareness in your auric field, which seems to be prominent up in this particular area of the country. People working with technical energies, a lot of mind, thinking, reason, logic, correlation, calculation, assumptions, conclusions, comparison, judgments, opinions, those kind of things that are in your auric field. And it seems like you're clear in those areas. In the higher part of your mind, sometimes you're trying to figure things out in the lower part of the intellect that don't have ends to them, so to speak, or they go no place. Then I'm getting a strong creative energy in you and an environmental consciousness. You probably like to go out and travel a bit. I'm seeing in the future here clearing of relationships with relatives around the end of September, 1st of October. I'm noticing that some of the things that have been stressing in the family situation is going to be released at that particular time, bringing better happy holidays. I see you happy and joyful at that particular time. Financially, I feel like it's steady going on the way it is. You're looking for some increases, but the opportunities don't seem to come to those areas till around the 1st of December. On in through the end of January, there'll be clear opportunities for your financial improvements at that time.
Okay, thank you.
Blessings.
All right, it's 1:44, and I'm going to take a moment here to deviate and speak. That's another not good word, deviate. But anyway, I'm deviating from our positive flow, and I'm going to speak about something that I consider sort of positive, and that's buying a new radio. If you are interested in listening to the program, you have to have a radio to listen to it on, and you have to know someone that will sell you the radio. It's Television Service Center. They also sell televisions, but I don't talk a lot about televisions. But if you have to have one, they have Zenith, and that's the finest name that you can get in televisions. And they have two locations. Television Service Center is at 8431 Pacific Avenue, and Lakewood TV is under the water tower in Lakewood at 10506 Bridgeport Way. One of them has to be close to you. If your television set or your stereo defects on you and it does not work, it can be very frustrating. But it's not near as frustrating if you know where to take it to have it fixed. And Television Service Center or Lakewood TV, either one, can help you if your television isn't working. They have a very fine, top-notch service department, and you'll be talking to the guy that's going to work on their set. They don't put it in a truck and take it away to some other faraway shop to fix. People that are there will work on the set. It stays right there. They can even come out to your house. Sometimes it's not necessary for the set to go to the shop. You can save money by taking your set into the shop, too. If you buy a new TV or a new radio at either of these locations and you mention the program, they'll add 9 months to your warranty on the set, which increases it greatly as far as having the warranty, which I think is kind of neat. Stop in and see them. They're good people. They have to be advertising on this program, trusting us to get the message across, knowing how I love television. I really do. I'm bitter because I had a TV show once and it was canceled because I was overweight and they had a wide-angle lens and it just teed me off. Ever since then, I've been bitter towards television. Alas, enough with that. Stop in and see them. Television Service Center, 8431 Pacific Avenue in Lakewood TV under the water tower in Lakewood at 10506 Bridgeport Way Southwest. Hello there. Thank you for waiting.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd like to have him look at my aura.
All right.
And tell me about my future.
Okay, let me take a look. What's your first name?
Yeti.
Beg your pardon?
Yeti.
Yeti?
Betty.
Yeti.
Betty. Betty, okay. Let me take a look at this, Betty. As I'm looking at your aura, Betty, I notice that there is a lot of mental concern goes on in your consciousness, that you're... concerned about a lot of things, and this also is reaches into the emotional levels. But you have an ability to do things about what's going on about you. A lot of people you've helped haven't really gave you credit for that helping, but keep on helping, because that's the green that's in the auric field here. As I look at your aura, I'm noticing that there is a unique individuality and spirituality in a violet hueing that takes place at the top part of the aura. It's not as solid as the other parts of the aura, but it's coming in, and it's coming in stronger. And as the towards the end of this year, it seems to get stronger in that particular area. You've been looking for some kind of new education or new learning. That seems to be magnetizing to you. Are you looking to take some course of some sort?
Yes, but I haven't decided.
I'm feeling that this will be of great benefit to you, and that you'll be able to accomplish some things that you've been asking to accomplish for over about 2 years now. And so I'm getting yes on that in the future, and it'll give you a better ability to control your destiny, and also more career opportunities.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Moving right along, back to the Tacoma line. Hello.
Oh, may I speak with your guest, please?
Certainly.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead. What would you like to know?
Would you please tell me what you see in my aura?
Okay. What's your name again?
My name is Barbara.
Okay. Let's see, Barbara. As I'm looking in your aura, I feel some tension. I'm feeling emotional tension. I'm feeling mental tension. And sometimes I feel like I'm going to cry a little bit, like things are heavy on you. I feel that this has been going on for a while. It deals with family members. It deals with someone that you're very concerned about, too. As I'm looking at your aura, I feel that in this energy is a ability to know, that you have a strong knowing, and that you have an ability to help and teach others, but there's a reluctance because you're afraid of what they're going to say or how they're going to come back at you, so you have a hesitance there in the lower part of the energy, but your heart is set towards in that kind of awareness, and you're seeking to do your best for the people that are around you, but they're not always appreciating it. So that's the way that things are affecting your aura. Is this true?
Yes, very true.
Yeah. I feel like also as I look at your aura, you did you like to dance at one point?
I was a dancer at one point.
Yeah, because I get dancing off of you, and I get you should get out and dance a little bit. Get out there and let that energy flow again, because there was a lot of happiness there. Kind of dance around. Share that.
All right. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. You kind of faded away.
You're remembering the dancing, right?
So for some reason, we just don't have a good line.
Oh.
Okay.
But thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Take care. We are going to have a talent show with the listeners in September. That's your chance to dance.
Great. Come
once
in
again.
Get that dance.
Hello.
Yes. Could I have a reading?
Sure.
Okay. What's your name and what do you want to know?
Carol, and kind of just general, my health, children, employment.
Do you have two children?
Five.
Five children. Gee, you wanted to stop at two, huh? but you're happy with the five. Okay. I'm noticing that there's been a little financial stress around you. It's been affecting you. This should be alleviated to new career opportunities for someone that is giving you funds. Is you and your husband separated or something?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm picking up. But I feel an increase coming from that end somehow. There's going to be more interest, in, especially around the Christmas time. As I'm picking this energy up, I'm noticing that soon you're not going to have to work as hard as you're working now. Things seem to get lighter. They get lighter around November and December and into next year. and I feel successes in new relationships there, where you feel like you've been holding back on going out and having a new relationship. But I feel like success is happening for new relationships at the end of the year, first part of next year, too.
About my health, my spine.
Okay. I'm feeling a lot of pressure from the small of my back to the middle of my shoulder blades. Is this where it's at?
Right, yeah.
Okay. And then some stress at the top. Okay, this is emotional, mental anxieties and stresses on the nervous system at the spine. Do some things to relax and not work so hard, not to do so much heavy lifting. You're pushing yourself too hard in that area. And it's because you don't feel like you have the help and people that are concerned for your circumstance. And so that's causing a pressure there. Know that there's a lot of people that love you and care for you and are seeking to help you.
See my children.
Okay. Are they north of here?
South.
South of here.
Well, two of them are, yeah.
Okay. Within a 6 to 8 week period is what I'm picking up.
Oh, that would be nice. could you tell me what profession that I might be going into?